Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and we're at the NAMIC Annual Convention in Denver. Joining us now is Stefan Holzberger, Chief Rating Officer, and Anthony Diodato, Managing Director, both with AM Best. Welcome, gentlemen. So great to see you both. Thank you so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Stefan, are there any advantages to the mutual structure in terms of financial strength?
Yeah, thanks, Lori. Certainly there are advantages to the mutual structure. It's a very powerful business model. And one example of that is kind of the mutuality and the ability of these organizations to think very long term in terms of the way they run their business, the way they develop their business strategies. In contrast, you have publicly traded companies that have shareholders, investors to answer on a quarterly earnings basis. The mutual model is very different. It's really all about service to the policyholders and a long-term commitment to providing the needed insurance. So that really helps these organizations in the way they manage their capital. For publicly traded companies, there's always a pressure to bring that capital down and increase the ROEs, whereas for the mutual structure, you have these organizations that you might say have limited financial flexibility. They can't issue shares. They certainly can't access the debt markets through surplus notes. But because of that limited financial flexibility, they tend to keep more capital on balance sheet, which is, from a credit standpoint, certainly a strength. The other thing I would mention for the mutuals is, especially the smaller and mid-sized ones, they're generally very ingrained in their local communities. They're involved in supporting the sports programs, the schools, the business communities, and that brings a loyalty from a policyholder standpoint. So these organizations tend to have greater renewal retention, and as you know, a renewed policyholder is almost always more profitable than a new business policyholder.
Tony, it's been well documented on the events that are impacting profitability. Are there emerging issues that you see on the horizon?
There are many, and Stefan's going to talk about some of them after I comment. You know, everybody hears about cats, about weather patterns, and those are important things, but those are things that NAMIC companies could price for. They know how the weather goes. They know patterns. They can make the adjustments. The big unknown that has a substantial impact on the industry are litigation financing and social inflation. Those things are unknowns. You don't know if you're going to go into a jury award and get a $10 million nuclear verdict. You can't price for that. And that is something that has been brewing for a long time. NAMIC has been very proactive with legislators in different governments to try to curtail that and get better regulation on that process, which is great. But it is something a very underlying issue. And what really that rears its ugly head is on the casualty lines of business. You can't price for it and you get the adverse development, where in a property business, you're going to have it right away or within a short period of time. Casualty could be 5 years, 10 years down the road. So there's just that underswell going on the casualty side, the nuclear verdicts, litigation, financing, social inflation. Those are all things that are very challenging to the industry.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Stefan, what are some of the other main challenges facing mutuals today?
Yeah, and just to follow up on Tony's point, social inflation, litigation finance, you know, my point about how mutual companies tend to hold excess capital for the unknown, for the long term. And, you know, Tony's point is right there, is basically saying, you know, mutual companies recognize there's uncertainty in terms of the ultimate loss costs, particularly for long tail casualty lines. So, again, very prudent to hold that excess capital. more immediate concerns, you might say, have been the increased severity and frequency of catastrophe events over the last several years. And these have led to significant underwriting losses for the mutual sector and for the broader U.S. P&C sector. And again, in a situation where you have limited financial flexibility, recapitalizing can be a challenge for some mutual insurance companies. So, you know, and then in other times in the insurance cycle for P&C, you might have had an offset for the personal auto lines of business to offset heightened loss ratios on the property side. But as we've seen post-COVID, with inflation, distracted driving, increased labor costs, the auto line of business has also been struggling to reach levels of profitability to support the overall performance of the book. So, you know, that's been very challenging. We've seen at AM Best, we tend to evaluate the performance of insurance organizations over a long period of time, 5-10 year performance metrics. And those, because of the secondary perils like severe convective storms, producing tornadoes and hail, wildfires, those Nat Cats are producing elevated loss ratios and over a number of years have really been a challenge for the mutual segment.
So what are mutuals doing to address those various challenges?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because they're certainly not sitting on their hands, right? This is not a new phenomenon. We know a lot of the science around changing weather patterns leads us to strongly believe that these challenges are going to be there for the long term, right? This is not a blip on the radar and we're going to see quieter weather patterns going forward. At least we don't think insurance organizations should be planning for that eventuality. So they're looking at their books of business. They're de-risking where they have exposure hotspots. They're, of course, trying to get the rate that they need to get it back up to rate adequacy. More opportunities to do that on the commercial lines. For personal lines, you know, there's the regulatory approval and the lengthy period of time, even once that approval is achieved, to earn that rate in the book of business. So, but those rate increases are coming through. And just as importantly, insurers are looking at the terms and conditions, right? They've got the inflation adjustable metrics in terms of their pricing algorithms. And they're also doing things like, the coverage of the roofing. For example, you may get actual cash value versus replacement cost, and just kind of proactive things to say, even as the losses continue to come through, there's more balance between sharing that loss between the policyholder and the insurer.
One thing I would add to Stefan's comments are mutuals are continuing to innovate, and it's costly to innovate from a technology point of view, but they are doing it and they're doing it incrementally, but they're also looking at their products. They're innovating the products, reaching to their consumers, their customers, what they need. So the innovation is just not a spend on technology and increasing your sophistication. It is more broad-based. And we see that with NAMIC companies. They are embracing it and they are moving forward on innovation.
Wonderful. Well, Stefan and Tony, it's always a pleasure. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You also. For AM Best TV in Denver, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.